Time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at Wideline's three showrooms, Parramatta, Tuggera and Broadmeadow.
Mumford came through with a big imposing body, got it to Green. Handball didn't do his teammate any favours, but he won a free kick, Callan Ward. Driven in the back. Brings it in the corridor. Great kick, Callan Ward. And now they're out. Kennedy, Wilson. He was very effective a moment ago at the other end. And Nathan Wilson just strokes it home. Handy goal for the Giants.
That was just a lead by 22.
That was just a nice little 7-on.
Yeah, well, they won by 42 points, and it was a good road trip to Belrive Oval, a lovely oval down there, and GWS think it's even a better oval now. G'day, Rory.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good, mate. Back-to-back wins and a good one against North Melbourne.
Yeah, obviously, that was the first time I've ever played in Tasmania, so it was good to go down there and get the win.
Fantastic, and now you're on the road again, mate, but this time Marnica in Canberra. What are your memories of there?
I actually really like playing down there. So, I mean, I think we've got a pretty good record and we really like playing there and yeah, we play some good brand of footy on that oval.
Your fifth now, coming up against fourth, Port Adelaide. Yeah, for memory, you guys play particularly well down there, but it'll be a tough one.
Yeah, obviously Port Adelaide's playing really good footy this year and a very contested brand of footy. So it'll definitely be a hard clash this year and, yeah, we're expecting to hopefully get a good fight and hopefully come away with a win.
Yeah, Rory, the big 42-point victory last weekend in Hobart, is there something that can still be improved upon from that victory?
Yeah, well, obviously we didn't start the season the way we wanted to. You know, we're disappointing against Adelaide round one, so ended up bouncing back against Gold Coast and then playing some good footy against North Melbourne. I mean, we're just trying to get a feel for, we got a few injuries and just trying to get a feel for each other. I mean, you just want to have a good start to the year and it's such a close competition this year. We don't know how many wins is obviously going to get us in the finals. You just got to play well every week.
And Ryan Griffin, mate, I think you're going to be without him for a few weeks.
Yeah, 10 weeks. Yeah, obviously Ryan's got a lot of experience and it's going to be a bit of a loss, but we got some good young players coming through the NEAFL and hopefully they can stand up and take his spot and do well.
Mate, originally from WA, how does being a professional Aussie rules player compared to a painter, a heavy machine operator and a landscape gardener compare?
I'd say it's a lot harder. I mean, being a professional athlete, you know, you train a lot more and, you know, you got a lot of scrutiny and all that. And I mean, I really enjoyed doing landscaping and machine operating. It's nice to sort of easy, sort of cruisy life. And yeah, coming into footy and moving away from home, obviously, it's been pretty hard. But yeah. I'm in my fourth year now and starting to get used to it.
Yeah. So it wasn't like you were the overnight success, mate, and, you know, the child prodigy who just, you know, got the saloon passage. You had to work pretty hard to get your start.
Yeah, well, obviously not playing a lot of footy when I first got drafted. I'd only played a year of AFL, so
right.
Yeah, coming across to Sydney, like playing 1 year, I just sort of had to learn as much as I could in my first year, and I think I played 2 games in my first year just to get a little taste of it and sort of see where I need to get to. And in my second year, played 9 games. I didn't really think I had much of an impact when I was playing. So in the off season that year, coming into my third year, I actually only had 2 weeks off. So I just really wanted to sort of have a real crack at it. And, it's paid off playing every game since. Mm.
You mentioned that you had to settle back into Sydney. I mean, there's two AFL clubs back in Perth. Did you have thoughts of going back there? How long are you signed up at GWS for?
I'm signed up till the end of 2019. So
beautiful.
I'm actually, really enjoying it here. I mean, obviously it's tough being probably the furthest city from Perth. So, I mean, you just got to get used to that Sydney traffic and then, I really enjoy it. I love the club and love the boys.
Yeah, and I know it's a focus on yourself, mate, but I think the surprise for me at the moment is the way the Hawks are going.
Yeah.
And the way the Swans are going. Do you see them still as a force in the competition? Will they turn things around?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the competition's so close this year, you know. They've obviously on 3 start, but, you know, even North Melbourne, I mean, they're playing some really good footy in there on 3. I mean, you just don't know what can happen. It's so early in the year. I mean, I'm expecting these comps to bounce back really well.
And, mate, that first round loss, was that the, I mean, I guess in hindsight, was that a big, big jolt and a massive motivating factor for the, you know, rounds two, three and beyond?
Yeah. I mean, we, you know, we sort of go in and try to worry about what we're doing and,
yeah,
you know, we were, obviously, that start really hurt us and we were trying to bounce back as quick as you can. And you want to try to get a good start to the year, you know, coming towards the end of the year, you know, you start getting a few injuries, a few sore boys. So you want to have a good start.
Mate, I know it's not your club involved here again, but this unfortunate incident down between Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows and violence in the stands and police are looking at some 15 players involved in a brawl and also, you know, allegations of racial slurs. Do you come across that much? Do you think it's, is it an issue for the AFL? Is it a big concern or a minor concern?
I don't really come across it too much. I mean, you know, it's obviously not a good way that they've gone about it. I mean, obviously you want to have all the fans come down there. It's a family sort of game. You want all the kids to come down and not be afraid to have all, obviously, come and watch the footy. And, you know, there's obviously racial slurs going around. I mean, it's not good for the game. But, you know, hopefully it's just a sort of one-off thing. Or, you know, it always obviously happens every now and again. But, you know, you just don't want that down at the footy.
No doubt, mate. Enjoy going down to the nation's capital. Stay away from Parliament House if you possibly can, Rory.
There's
always infighting there. And there's no infighting at your club. So that's good news. Good on you, mate. Well done.
No worries. Thanks, Matt.
Rory Lobb there joining us from GWS. They're going to be the red-hot favourites, Slats.
Yeah. They are. $1.30, Port Adelaide, $3.55.
And police are investigating that trouble that happened down there. Between Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows. And, you know, again, these unfortunate allegations of racial slurs labelled, directed at players. And Gil McLaughlin, the CEO of the AFL, coming out, zero tolerance, really. But these fans, if you call them fans, must be weeded out from these crowds.